So with that, I invite you to close your eyes and allow the tension in your body to drain away and dissolve. Relax your head, relax your shoulders, relax your arms and hands, relax your chest, relax your back, relax your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And beneath your feet, you may feel, sense, or imagine the energy of the earth connecting in with you. And if there's anything you wish to release as part of the dissolving of tension within your body, you may send that into Mother Gaia. For she is the ultimate place where you can transmute the energies you no longer wish to have, and then she will make those available to you as renewed energy. And so feel that loving energy and embrace from Mother Earth pushing up through your feet and pushing up through your body right into your heart, where you can receive the unconditional love of a planet that knows you by name, knows every footstep you have stepped upon her. And in that feeling of gratitude for how much we are loved by Mother Gaia, you may also feel a little tingling above your head from those who are from the stars, who are watching you in this moment. And standing with them is an entire galactic family that knows you by name and knows what it is you are doing. And allow those energies from the stars to trickle down through your crown and pushing into your heart, and so that your heart now sits there beating with the fibers of light from the earth and the fibers of light from the stars. And as these melding filaments of light expand within your heart, they now push out from your heart and into the globe, sending it to all those we share the planet with. And as we sit in this energetic posture, we say to dear Kryon, thank you for being here. Thank you for loving us, Kryon. We are ready to come a little closer.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Normally, we start out and say, come a little closer. And that is the entrance always of what is called the Circle of 12. But instead, I just gave you another kind of salutation, because this is also a channel. Now, some of you have no idea that there would be even a difference, but there is. But tonight is both. We're going to do something unusual in this Circle of 12. Not only is it for those who are here in the chairs listening to create an energy of information and beauty, but also for those who regularly listen to the channelings, which are presented, all of them. My partner and my partner's partner were in that great land of the ancients of Egypt for 1 month, and they've just returned. And in those weeks and those meetings and those channelings, Every time my partner sat down, it was the same subject. But the subject was given in stages, in teaching modules, you might say. And they all reflected around a man named Wo. And all of the parables we have ever given have featured a man named Wo. And it really isn't a man, but because my partner is that gender, he speaks of him in that way. It's really a Wo man. So it is a genderless human being who goes through teaching or adventure or puzzles. That's what parables are. The subject that has been for 14 channels in Egypt was the discovery of self. And if you go to the place where the channels are located, you can find all of them. All 14, each one was a lesson for Wo. He was discovering from the beginning who he was, what was going on with him that he never knew about, the attributes of God that were larger than he ever thought, his connection with the divine. He learned it all. 14 lessons. This is number 15. The circle of 12 is always a metaphor, and it's always the same one up to a point. And if you listen closely, even to the keynote speaker of today, she spoke of this. There is no difference, dear one, between that which is a human and that which is a soul, except the experience and the dimension you're in. The soul is always there. We have told you many, many times. It has no beginning. It has no end. The human part of you does. And you come and go from this central point that is sacred and beautiful and unimaginable to a brain that you have on this earth. There are those who say, I can think as high as you ask me to. I am not limited, Crine. You say I'm limited. You don't know that you're limited. A fool does not know they are a fool. A human does not understand what a greater consciousness that is not a human would be like. And that's the way of it. And so to try to describe to you a multidimensional soul that you have is almost impossible. We can tell you of its grandeur, of its beauty, of its existence. And in the circle of 12, we can take you across a metaphoric bridge to that place. And we have for a year and a half. There you have met your own past lives. You have examined your Akashic record. You've talked to those who offended you, and you've loved and hugged and all of the things that you could possibly do in a soul you cannot necessarily do while you are in a four-dimensional state. There is permission given when you cross that bridge to become part of that which you don't even understand. That's the beauty of this new energy. The speaker today spoke of trust. What happens when you press the remote control? And she was right. We have used a metaphor of getting into your car. And when you do, you don't read the manual of how it works. You just go. That is pure intent. You know in advance it's going to work, and it does. And the remote then changes and shifts, and your car takes you where you want. Those are simple examples. But truly, dear ones, that is what we are saying. You have to trust these things are real, and that beyond that which is human, there is something spectacular called you. Your soul is immense. We told you many times that as often as we wished to define it, you can't. Because what you first want to know is where and how big, and there are no answers. It's everywhere. If I ask where and how big is God, it's everywhere. And you would acknowledge that, and your spiritual systems acknowledge that. To the extent, listen to this, that loving God can listen to 7 billion prayers at the same time. You have given allowance for something spectacular, multidimensional energy called God. And now I teach you that you are a part of that energy. You are part of the creation of all things. You have God inside. At whatever level you want to think about, you have God inside. This gives you permission to go across that bridge and touch that which is your soul. What have I asked you, even in this two-day section? My partner has mentioned, I have mentioned so many times, what is the best question you could ask Spirit? It was said on this stage today by your keynote speaker. Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know. There it is yet again. Now, how is it, as my partner says, that he never met the one that presented today for 2 hours, and yet she gave the same message? How is that possible? And the only answer that makes any sense at all is that it drips with a common truth of God. It is spectacularly accurate. And so many will tell you the same thing because they have found this truth. And the beauty of a truth that is found today is that it reflects the magnificence of the human being. Nothing can happen on this planet without you. Angels are not going to come down and solve the war. You're not going to have a troop of beings come from the other side of the veil and touch Congress. None of these things are in the works. All of this will be done by you. You, the old souls, all of those yous who are listening to this. Do you think this is a task that you cannot do by yourself? There is no such thing as by yourself. And that was given to you today. Let's go to woe for a moment. Rather than having you cross the bridge today that is always crossed in this metaphor of touching the soul, I'm going to tell you the story about woe's crossing. And you can come with us if you choose. Woe shows up. And he knows that today is very, very different. The guide that he expected would teach him is gone. In the 14th episode of Woe's teaching, that beautiful guide that had wandered him through his life story, the guide that had given him so many loving attributes about who he was and presented him with outrageous ideas that now he understood were real. That guide was named Yushaw. And in the 14th episode, there was no guide. And he learned from those who had watched him come and go that they had seen him talking to himself. There was no guide. And that shocked him at first, and then he smiled. And he made sense of what Yushaw had told him about those which were multidimensional guides, the energy that he carries with him. And he realized he was teaching himself, and his soul was the one who was doing the talking all along. Is it possible that you have something called a higher self that you could sit in front of, and that higher self would start giving you information that you needed to know? Dear ones, that is built into you. That is why the idea of the higher self is so accurate and true and has been with you for many decades. What if that which was the higher self was the master teacher of you? A piece of your soul that has come in with you, besides those which are guides. I told you you had an entourage. You can't count them, because there's no counting in a multidimensional state. Wo had now learned that, and there he stood. And in front of them, all of them, his guides, his higher self, the entourage around him and Wo, he saw the bridge. And so I'm going to invite Wo to cross, and you're going to come with me as he does. Wo, it's time for you to find out who you really are. Wo, perhaps you would like to meet Yusha in another place. Wo is very interested. And so we're going to take Wo across the bridge. And I want you to come with Wo, because Wo is you. He is you. She is you. In this particular way, Wo, take my hand. Let's go. Wo doesn't know what's going to happen. He has no idea about the idea at all of going to a multidimensional place which is his own. But he crosses the bridge with me, hand in hand, because he's so intuitive now. He recognizes truth. He knows it's safe. It is safe. And he sees the mist which obfuscates everything beyond it in the middle of the bridge. And Wolf smiles and he says, I know what this is. This is the test of pure intent. If I go through the mist, it means that I am unafraid. Did you hear that today? Wo understood, because he was taught earlier that fear will actually disassemble love, disassemble, annihilate. He has no fear. He smiles because he knows what's coming to some degree. And he trusts that even if he doesn't understand it, he'll experience it. Wo walks through that mist with me to the other side of that bridge where things don't make any sense. It's almost like a dream world where things are there, should not be there. But Wo does not fear, because there's something extremely familiar about it. Welcome home, Wo. This is who you are. This is the magnificence. How big do you think it might be, Wo? Didn't you have experiences even when you were taught by Yusha that took you to places you didn't think you could go and examined your life in a way that you didn't think it could be examined? And he said, yes. This is your soul, Wo. It has no bounds. More than that, this is reality. This, Wo, is real. And what you is on earth that you have come from is a partial reality, incomplete. And it's where you live for a while. And then you come back and live it more. And then you come back, but you always come home. This is home. It belongs to you. The essence of you is here. Wo was loving all this and understanding all of this. It was not a place at all. It's almost like he stepped into the most comfortable thing he could ever step into, himself. His sacred self was there, and he was almost walking within it. Odd it was. Didn't seem to be outside or inside. He couldn't figure it out. And then he realized he didn't have to. He just sat there, basking in this majesty that he recognized as eternal. Wo, you are eternal. You've been told that by Yusha. Well, I'd like you to go inside for a moment into a place. It's not the place where we normally go into the Circle of 12. There's no theater, but we have been to this place before. We have taken many on this journey to different areas, you might say, of your soul, all metaphors for something else. And this will be as well. Woe goes through a door. You always go through a door. There's a name on the door, and we told you what the name was the last time we did this. In another exercise, we told you it was Heroes in the Making. And we gave you the story about you, dear ones, each of you, at the wind of birth, and what it was like when you decided to come into this planet at this point in time. There's a lot of you, you know. Or do you? Woe went through that same door with that same title into a very, very large room. He couldn't decide whether that room was inside or outside either, because when he looked up, it looked like he was looking at the heavens, but it was more of a planetary. In other words, he could feel that there was a limit to the sky, and yet, as blank as it was, as dark as it was, he realized there was more to it. He walked up to the chair that he was going to sit in, and he recognized that there was something going to happen because there was a chair facing another. He was going to have a conversation with someone. He stood there for a moment, and out from almost nowhere came somebody that he recognized, named Yusha. Again, the metaphor of his own guide set was walking toward him, saying, "It is good to see you again, my friend. Welcome to the most magnificent thing that you have ever seen. You. Sit in the chair, Woe. Let's have a lesson." Woe was overwhelmed with love. There he was, Yusha. He thought he'd lost him, or he wouldn't see him until he died. And Woe sat in the chair waiting. There are a lot of things in this metaphor and this year and a half that are unbelievable, because there are those who would say, "Well, I've gone on this journey and it's all pretend and it's all visualization. I can't really do this until I'm dead." I want to tell you something. You're not getting it. Yes, you can. This is your lineage. It is your power, your force, if you want to say, to be able to cross into that which is you, the sacred you, while you're on the planet. That's the teaching. That's the metaphor. It's not just a visualization or a meditation. And Woe sat there. Appearing above him, getting his attention, were seeming stars in the sky. He couldn't figure it out. They weren't really stars. They didn't glisten, and they were in perfect focus, and every one was a bright light, and there were just an enormous amount of them. It's a huge room. Yusha, what are these? And Yusha stopped for a moment, and he said, "Are you ready for something, Woe, that you won't understand?" And Woe said, "I am." And Yusha said to him, "We have created this for your understanding and for those who may listen, so they would understand, and for your teaching in the future, Woe, so they will understand. It's a metaphor. There's a lot of them." Woe said, "It looks like a million dots at least." And Yusha looked at Woe and said, "Well, actually, 36 million. Woe recognized instantly that with a clarification of the number there must be something within it. Something was hiding. Yusha was the guide that day, right now. Yusha was the teacher those days, right now. And he continued. They represent almost every old soul on the planet. Well, 36 million. Well, they represent approximately one half of 1% of the Earth's population. And woe, every single one is an old soul. Through eons of time, many generations, many what we will call dispensations of energy shift, many cycles, many civilizations, these are the ones who have gone through them. They have something in common with you, woe. So have you. I told you that earlier, Yusha said. For those in this room, specifically today, watching live, that's you as well. There will be thousands who hear this, listen to this later, to judge for themselves where they feel that they're in that grouping. You know if you're an old soul. Perhaps you've just been waiting to hear that you are. There's always that issue of self-doubt. But those in front of me now, listen up. This is for you. For you are woe, and he is you. And then Yusha said, woe, something amazing is going to happen that can only happen with a multidimensional consciousness, with the field, with the idea that there's a universal consciousness. We're going to do something for you. All 36 million are going to give you a message. Woe did not know what to make of that. How long is that going to take? And Yusha said, in a moment, in front of you, will be somebody you love. Somebody who's passed. But it's not really them. It is, but it isn't. You see, there is no individuality when it comes to this kind of consciousness. Soul consciousness belongs to all. That's the idea of the field on the planet. And so you think that there is one kind of consciousness for each individual. Indeed, on Earth, you are linear. Here, you are not. Therefore, they can all talk as one. One can talk as all. And they are going to do that now, in the persona of the one that appears in the chair. Suddenly, all of the lights above him dimmed, and instead there was a very bright light in the chair in front of him. And as it took shape, he recognized the one he had loved the most in his life. Perhaps it's different for you, but for him, the metaphor was obvious. Somebody he loved and trusted and missed was going to show up and give him a message. It's important that you understand the metaphor of this so that you are comfortable with the message and understand it's true and it's beautiful. There's someone in your life who perhaps is either here or not here, who might be the one in the chair for you, for those listening, for those in the room. But for woe, it was his mom. And there she was. And he was so grateful for this moment. So grateful. Those in the circle of 12 experience have gone through this one before. And we've done this for you. That you can go to that place which is your soul. And you can go right to those you've loved and lost. And dear ones, that is real. What did you learn today from the Navy commander who walked the stage and gave you validation after validation of how real it is to be with a soul who seemed to be gone? It's real. For you, whoever this is, will be real. For woe, more than real. And she smiled and said, woe, I never left. I simply changed and shifted into another kind of energy. Woe, I have loved you from the moment I seem to have left this planet. Woe, I see you. I know you. I know you felt my love. And indeed, he says, Mom, I have. I knew that. Somehow I knew that. Thank you for validating it for me. Yusha interrupts and says, it's more than a metaphor, Woe, because your mom is an old soul. You chose her before you came. And she taught you well because you were ready to accept the last 14 lessons we had given, 13 of me present. And Woe said, what is she going to do? And Yusha said, she's going to give you instructions. As 36 million souls with a single consciousness for what you're going to do and what your instructions are going to be to bring this earth into a new energy of peace and kindness and compassion. How long is that going to take? Woe is still linear, just like you are, with questions that are linear, absolute. You want to have this question answered, that question answered. You want to know about this and that. That's not what's going to happen. And he said, please tell me. All 36 million of you, all together in that visualization of my mother, smiling at me and filled with compassion and kindness that I knew all my life from her. I'm ready to hear it, and I will do it, and I'll believe it. And she looked at him and said, here are your instructions from the group. Love is quiet. Love does not puff itself up. Love is filled with all the kindness and the positive things imaginable and sheds the negative things away so easily. Love does not confront. Love does not react. It listens. All of the attributes of mastery that were given to you in the teachings, perhaps of Yusha or others, represent love. Here are your instructions. Take love and hold it as high as you can. And go from this place and change the planet. Woe didn't really understand how that could change anything. He loved a lot. But then he understood it was something bigger. It was the love of the creating source. One word means so many things to you, dear ones. There are some languages where there are many words for love, depending upon the kind of love. In my partner's language I'm giving you now, there's only one. But this love is supreme, and that's the love that is being told him by the collective consciousness of all the old souls on the earth, 0.5% of all that are here. It's clear what is going on now. And Yusha says, when you go from this place, I want you to envision that you are not alone. That there is a consciousness of all of these with you, doing the same thing together you are. Woe, find a time, intuitively, to send this to others in the planet, and you will be joined by those, because it's a timeless state, this multidimensionality. There is no time. So whatever time you choose to do it, they'll all be there. Figure that one out. Woe didn't want to go. He was in front of somebody so special that represented the old souls that now he realized he was one of. that there was a task at hand, and that's why he had come. Hero in the making. Whoa, you? And so Yusha said, as he disappeared yet again, the words, "Whoa, stay as long as you want, and when you're finished, you'll be taken back to earth instantly. Stay in this place, which is your soul. Stay. Even for 3 minutes. And enjoy the multidimensional magnificence of you. This is absolute truth. Whoa. It truly is reality. It truly is reality. Stay. And so it is."